tropical storm Eloise was the cause of significant damage to the eastern parts of Limpopo and Mpumalanga on Sunday, including claiming its very first fatality. As a result, a red level 10 warning has been issued by the South African Weather Service for the eastern parts of Limpopo and Mpumalanga for Sunday and into Monday. Acting Senior Manager at the South African Weather Service, Jacqueline Modika, provided us with an update of the damage thus far and a forecast of what we can expect for the rest of the week.
Well, it has been quite an eventful weekend, and quite a bit of devastation has been suffered over the Limpopo province, as well as Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal, due to the impacts of this weather system. So yesterday morning we had reports of more than 100 millimeters of rain over the Tulamela, the Mutale and the Greater Giyani local municipality of Limpopo province. And all this rain fell in a very short period of time. So I guess you also saw on social media the images of the type of damage that it caused and the flooding that took place over these areas. And then there was also flooding reported in the Makado local municipality, especially over the Takuma, where the locals were waist deep in water. So that was very crazy that was going on there. Nzelele also had numerous reports of flooding, and even the local rivers there burst its bank. That was also extremely significant. Then in Lydenburg, there was also a whole lot of flooding reported in Nkomazi and then Jozini in KwaZulu-Natal as well. So quite a bit of damage has been. We were given some reports and feedback from the Disaster Management Authority of what happened there. Yesterday as well, around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we got a report of the first fatality due to the storm, where a five-year-old child was swept away in Mpumalanga. So the South African Weather Service also wants to extend our deepest condolences to the family who lost their loved one. So that was really a very unfortunate situation. We had an upgrade in our warning. So basically, the warning has been upgraded to a red level 10 warning for the flooding. And this has been issued for the eastern parts of Limpopo and Mpumalanga. So now this would include Messina, Mutlale, a local municipality, into the Mopani district of Limpopo, and then Etladzeni district municipality in Mpumalanga, as well as Northern KwaZulu-Natal. All of that has been upgraded to a level 10. And now you must know level 10 is the highest level of alert. So this speaks of widespread devastation that will be there for a prolonged area of time. So we know that quite a flooding has taken place. We've seen the damages that's been there. And I'm sure it will take some time for the disaster management to kind of get things back to normal. Now let's talk a little bit about Eloise. So Eloise has moved overland. Currently, it is situated over the border of Limpopo and Botswana, as it's about to move and make its way into Botswana. So it has lost quite a bit of its intensity, and right now we refer to it as a tropical disturbance, a depression. So what this means is, although it has lost its cyclone status when it moves overland, and it has lost a little bit of its intensity, it is still producing significant amounts of rain. I'm sure most of the eastern parts of the country was experiencing some gusty and windiness, and this was just us being on the outer outflow boundary of the storm. So those who were in the direct path is the ones who suffered great damage. So we expect this rain to continue, just some rain showers. Gauteng has woken up to some quite rain showers this morning, though the wind has subsided quite substantially. So now just a bit of an outlook for the weather for today. The western bushveld of Limpopo province is still in for some widespread rain and showers for today due to the system, because the core is very close to the area. Then the eastern half is in for scattered showers and thunder showers. It's now 60% chance for the showers and rain to continue. So this will be the eastern half of the northwest province, Gauteng, the remainder of Limpopo province, Mpumalanga, as well as KwaZulu-Natal is in for a 60% chance of showers. And then Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal, still widespread rain and showers is expected over the eastern parts. And this will include now the Lowveld and the Escarpment area. So the area surrounding the Kruger National Park is really not out of the red today. So this is where our red warning is also in effect, as well as the northern parts of KwaZulu-Natal. Persistent rain is still expected over these areas for today. Then a further bit inland, we expect just isolated showers and thunder showers over the eastern parts of the Northern Cape, the western parts of the west, Northwest Province, as well as the central parts of the Free State. And then also the extreme northern parts of the Eastern Cape will also have isolated thunder showers later this afternoon. So that is just the outlook for today's weather. Then let's look a little bit further ahead to what we can expect tomorrow. So tomorrow, most of the central and eastern parts is in for a chance of showers and thunder showers. We've got quite a broad band of scattered showers expected over the central and eastern provinces. This will include the Northwest Province, Central Free State, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, and the Limpopo Province. And then rain is going to significantly decrease tomorrow for KwaZulu-Natal, and this is the best news ever, because they will only be in for a 30% chance of showers, and it's most likely to be the first half of the day, and then the coast will start clearing up. So this is what we expect. So things are going to start slowing down quite fast from tomorrow onwards. On Wednesday again, isolated to scattered showers and thunder showers for the central and eastern parts. And this is also most likely to continue into Thursday. However, on Thursday, we expect again a better chance of rain over the southeastern parts. Now, this will include the KwaZulu-Natal, the eastern parts of the Free State, as well as parts of Lesotho. They will be in for an 80% chance of showers and thunder showers. So as an advisory, a bit of an outlook. So this is what you need to be aware, is that we have an advisory out for a bit of disruptive rain again from Wednesday up to Friday. And this is now for the Northwest Province. It's going to be over the Free State and the northeastern parts of the Northern Cape. So this is due to some persistent rainfall that is going to be expected there.
Modika cautions that while the worst is over, South Africans need to remain vigilant, as the damage caused by heavy rains and flooding will cause a serious strain on emergency services. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.